The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Drafted is a production of Treefort Media, Clutch Sports Group, and iHeartRadio.
Damn. It's really draft day, huh? We finna get it cracking.
Welcome back to Drafted. I'm Steven Johnson, and Alex Leatherwood is right. It's really, finally draft day. In this fourth episode, we'll be riding along with Alex and Devontae Smith as the first round of the 2021 NFL Draft commences. And at the moment, Alex is in his car running some final errands before his draft party tonight at a beach house in Pensacola, Florida. His agent, Demaryius Bilbo, calls to touch base and offer his last-minute thoughts.
Yo, what?
Yo, what's up, DB?
How's the morning been, man?
It's been good. Been good.
I mean, I'm just excited. One thing I want to tell you is that for everything you've accomplished in your career, draft night has a funny way of making people feel like somebody else is better than them, or they're not good enough, or even they haven't done enough. You know, it's not how it is. So with that being said, obviously this is a weird draft. I mean, you can go anywhere between 19 and 40. That's a huge gap. But, you know, teams have evaluations, teams have processes, and they have their draft board. So however it falls, just know that, you know, as soon as the draft is over, it's back to Alex Leatherwood locking in and showing that he's his best. You know, you got to prove the guy that drafted you, right? And you got to prove the one that didn't draft you wrong, right?
So right.
Either way, you know, you're going to have an opportunity to live out your dream. And just know, like we always talk about, regardless of who goes in front of you, regardless of who goes behind you, you have an opportunity to prove that you are the best, right?
Right.
So, all right, man. So you need anything from me?
Nah.
Any questions?
I'm good, dog. I mean, all we got to do is wait now.
Yes, that's it. Just be comforted in knowing that your life is going to change over this weekend. And, you know, it's not where you start. It's just where you finish. So.
All right, bet. That sounds good. I appreciate it, DB.
All right, my man.
Yes, sir.
These past few months have been a never-ending stream of questions about Alex's abilities and what position he'll play. And now he's facing a wide draft range, projected somewhere between pick 19 and pick 40. That's especially tough for a guy as decorated as Alex, who won national championships, all-conference honors, and even the Outland Trophy as the country's best interior lineman. So Demaryius worries the pre-draft process might finally be getting to his client.
You know, they're not just handing out Heisman Trophy awards and Outland Trophy awards. And everybody know in Alabama, that's kind of like the 33rd NFL team right there. So these guys are practicing differently. So I think he felt that he had achieved everything and accomplished everything that he could possibly do, and still to be critiqued at the level he was. And so, you know, I think a part of that kind of got to him. You know, it's like, what more can I do?
At this point, there truly is nothing more Alex can do. The draft is starting in less than an hour, so Alex heads back to the beach house to change and get ready. Meanwhile, in Cleveland, Devontae Smith woke up early, worked out, took a nap, put on a suit, and is now arriving downtown for the first round of the draft.
Oh, they got you. Oh, I thought they had you mic'd up. You know, I got mic'd up, man. They got me out here being a fizz, man.
That's Devontae. He's outside the Cleveland Browns Stadium, walking towards the shuttle that will take him and his family to the green room. Security stops him and asks everyone for their passes.
Yeah, it's in my pocket.
Just make sure we see it when you come in here.
All right. The hell everybody else is? Huh? The hell everybody else is?
Late. She's coming.
I mean, that one.
Yeah, they're waiting. She did have to.
Looks like a lot of people are running late.
Devontae is talking to Garmay Mamalu, one of the members of his team at Clutch Sports. They're waiting for a few more people from their group to arrive. These last few hours are especially hectic, with extra security and COVID protocol. Thousands of fans arriving downtown for the draft kickoff, and the NFL scrambling to broadcast their first ever hybrid, in-person, and virtual draft. Here's Devontae's agent, Kelton Crenshaw, a lifelong Cleveland resident and native, explaining this year's unique setup.
It's probably like a quarter of a mile stretch of land. Like, you know, they had a bunch of stuff outside, and then there was a stage, and then there was like a large area that was like this super industrial tent. It was basically like a permanent structure, but it was a tent because it doesn't exist. And that's the green room pods. All of that was inside of this tent area.
Usually the green room is a massive open lounge area near the stage with tables and couches where the top 20 to 30 prospects wait for their name to be called. In 2021, everything is different.
So like the draftees, they were bunkered down like deep in the middle of the layout of the draft in this like little enclosed living room.
This year's draft setup is carefully designed for COVID safety protocols. Almost everything is outdoors near the lakefront, in between the Brown Stadium and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's spaced out more like a music festival than a draft. So it's fitting that rock stars Kings of Leon finished their pre-draft concert on the main stage, as Devontae, his family, Garmay, and Kelton take their seats in the green room. And at the Pensacola Beach House in Florida, Alex Leatherwood settles onto the couch with his family, watching as NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell steps up to the podium.
The 2021 NFL draft is now officially open.
It's not like I'm finna get pick number 4. It's not like I'm finna get pick number 5. What? But it's probably gonna be anywhere from 19 to 27.
19 to 27.
Right.
As they look on, Alex tries to set expectations with his friends and family in the room. They watch the Jacksonville Jaguars make the first pick in the draft, selecting Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence. Alex knows it's unlikely he'll be taken before pick 18 or 19, and that he could end up being selected as late as pick 40. So he watches calmly as the first 5 picks roll off the board. Pick number 6 belongs to Miami, and they need a receiver. Most people think this could be where Devontae gets selected, especially since he played with the Miami quarterback in college. Devontae watches and listens from the green room as the pick is announced. Miami selects his teammate, friend, and fellow Alabama receiver, Jaylen Waddle. Devontae steps out to hug Jaylen.
Love you.
Love you for sure.
For sure.
Watching his teammate at the same position get picked ahead of him doesn't seem to bother Devontae. He's as composed as ever. It's Alex who was surprised because Jaylen missed the whole season with a broken ankle. Analysts are also surprised to see the injured receiver get picked ahead of the Heisman Trophy winner. Here's Alex watching from the Pensacola living room.
Smitty's still on the board. That happened last year with like Judy and Ruggs, and Ruggs went before. That's crazy, ain't it? I mean, like, to be honest, I think that was the only one he had though that like broke an ankle, but that was kind of like a freak accident too. It was crazy. Cause like he walked off the field, I'm looking at him like, he okay? Then like we play the drive, and I'm like, what's wrong with it? He broke his ankle. I'm like, that's crazy.
Teams are often undeterred by injuries like this, as long as they believe in the player and their ability to fully recover within the coming season. And the Miami Dolphins clearly believe in Jaylen Waddle. Next up at pick 7, the Detroit Lions take an offensive tackle, the first one off the board, which is a good sign for Alex. He's generally ranked as the third highest offensive lineman prospect. So the earlier the other two players get picked, the earlier he will likely be selected. This puts Carolina on the clock at pick number 8. The Panthers are also rumored to be interested in Devontae, as evidenced by their head coach texting Kelton last night during the clutch dinner. So Kelton and Devontae both believe Carolina is going to pick him here. We'll be right back.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With the eighth pick in the 2021 NFL draft, the Carolina Panthers select a cornerback instead of a receiver. Then at pick 9, Denver also selects a cornerback. That puts the Dallas Cowboys on the clock with pick 10, a team without any need for a receiver. Here's Kelvin on Devontae's shocking fall out of the top 10.
That process was kind of stressful because you really never know, honestly, in most cases. So it was definitely nerve-wracking. That's the dope thing about the NFL draft. It's super unpredictable. So when he went to Carolina, I'm like, all right, you know, we might go on a little slide here because I knew Philly was trying to move up. I knew Denver wasn't going to take him. And I knew Philly was trying to move up. But I'm thinking at the board, I'm like, well, shit, they're not going to trade. The Cowboys aren't going to trade with a division rival to let them get the player they want. You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, well, I guess we're going to New York. At this point, I was just kind of like, we're going to New York. It is what it is.
New York holds the very next pick at number 11. The Giants need a receiver and have expressed interest in Devontae throughout the pre-draft process. So Kelton and Devontae and everyone else following the draft all assume Devontae will be playing for the New York Giants. But then Devontae's phone rings.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I'm good. Can't complain.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I feel good. Ready to go to work.
A surprise trade unfolds, and it's the Philadelphia Eagles calling. And in Devontae's typical calm and composed way, he just quietly found out and shared that the Eagles are going to draft him.
Yeah. Come on.
Congratulations,
old man.
What you got, boy?
I'm so proud of you.
Love you, man. Proud of you, man. You too.
Congrats, bro.
Appreciate you.
Congrats, brother.
Appreciate it. Go get it, brother.
You know what?
Eagles make a trade with their division rivals, the Cowboys, to jump up two spots to pick number 10. This puts them ahead of their other division rivals, the New York Giants, and allows them to select the player the Giants wanted, Devontae Smith. This type of intra-division first-round trade almost never happens, because now the Cowboys will have to play against Devontae at least twice a year. However, in this instance, the Giants plan to select Devontae with the next pick anyway, so the Cowboys would have to face Devontae twice a season regardless. That makes the trade a win-win for Philly and Dallas, and a stunning blow to New York. The move also shocks teams and fans around the league. Only Devontae seems stoic about it as he walks out to the stage to meet NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, who hugs him and hands him his brand-new Philadelphia Eagles jersey.
How'd that turn out, babe? Congratulations.
Thank you.
See how you like this? Huh? Does that look okay?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There you go. I'm glad you're here, man. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
You need anything, you let me know.
Yes, sir.
You'll be right down the road. Now you're going to have to get these Eagles fans, man. Just hold that right there. We'll take... Okay, come on. Say hi to one of the Eagles fans.
How you doing?
What are you in Philly? You're so wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You should be. You got a great player and a great kid. More important.
Thank you.
You need something, let me know. Okay. They're going to take care of you.
We're just going to stand right here and take some pictures. We're going to go backstage now, do a couple interviews, and take some pictures with your family.
Devontae heads backstage again, this time to do interviews for his new team and the local Philadelphia press. Meanwhile, in Florida, Alex continues watching the broadcast. He's trying to figure out what team might draft him based on how the top 10 played out.
Bruh,
When the process first, bro, when the process first started, they was fucking with me heavy. The Colts, was fucking with me heavy. But like, really, bro, it really all depended on this top 10. I don't know what's gonna happen. You gotta see what's gonna happen with the Chargers, then Minneapolis, then Raiders and Miami. Cause like Miami liked me a lot. They said that they would've took me last year, number 18. Them, who else? Colts, they like me. Steelers, they like me a lot. Jaguars, they like me a lot. And I feel like worst case scenario, I'm going to Baltimore because they got two first round picks. So I'm gonna go to Baltimore. But I ain't trying to go that late. That's not enough money. But like, it all depends on what happened with like everybody else. You feel me? So.
On the first contract, the difference between getting picked in the teens or falling to the end of the first round will be about $5 million. That's why Alex was worrying about the money. So when the Chargers picked Northwestern tackle Rashawn Slater at 13, it's another good omen for Alex. The two highest-ranked tackles are now off the board, and he could be picked in almost any spot moving forward. We'll be right back.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
Came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alex continues watching the draft broadcast as the New York Jets trade up to pick 14. They select a guard from USC, and now New England is on the clock. With Arizona and Las Vegas following with the next two picks.
Hello? All right. Yes, sir. Yo, what's up, coach? I appreciate it, coach. Yes, sir, that sounds good. I appreciate it.
Alex realizes they still have to announce the pick on TV, and that the broadcast will show him live when that happens. So he and Coral Silverberg, a member of his team at Clutch, scramble to clear everyone out of the camera's path.
Go that way. Everybody go that way. Tamika, Tamika, go, 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 go. Go, 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 go.
Alex,
yes. Yes. Alex,
all right.
Here's Alex about getting that phone call from the Raiders.
It was Coach Gruden's number because he had called me like a couple days before to talk about something. And well, to be honest, what he said was kind of a blur because I was just elated talking. I'm just like, yeah, you know, like agreeing with whatever he was saying. And I was just like, oh, shit, I'm going to Vegas.
After the pick has been announced, Alex's older brother runs over to celebrate with Alex and their mom.
Yes! Come on, dog!
I told you, bro. I told you, bro. I told you, bro. I told you, bro. I didn't even call, bro. I told you, bro. I told you. I told you. Hey, I told you. I told you, bro.
Ah, oh, God. A proud mama moment. I got both of my boys.
I told you. I told you. I told you. Told you. Ain't no need to cry. Shake it off. Shake it off.
Even though Alex can often be quiet and soft-spoken like his old teammate, Devontae, in this instance, the emotions are too overwhelming.
It is like a dream come true, but I mean, I knew it was going to happen just because like when I had set my mind to do it back when I was like 14, I told myself, yeah, like I'm going to like take this mission head on and I'm going to be successful. And things like that, I knew it was going to happen. So it's really just like everything I planned and told myself that I was going to do, like how I already like lived through this in my head because I manifested it, worked at it, and made sure that I wasn't going to be denied.
Here's Jerez Parks, Alex's teammate at Alabama, who watched his best friend's journey over the last 4 years.
I couldn't do anything but break down in tears because I've just watched it up close. Piece by piece, and that plan came to life. And to hear his name get called on that screen, it was just one of the amazing moments to just be there and witness and just be a part of.
Back in the living room, Alex, Jerez, and Alex's friends and family continue celebrating.
We going to Vegas, dog. It's up. We going to Vegas. It's up. It's up. No state taxes! Hey, we lit. We lit.
All of Alex's pre-draft dreams are coming true. He made it to the NFL. He became a first-round draft pick, and he's playing for a franchise in Nevada, where there's no state income tax. The plan he's been executing for 7 years straight is officially a success. And unlike Devontae, Alex wants everyone to know how he's feeling right now.
the Vegas, baby!
As Alex and his crew celebrate into the night, Devante and his family drive back to the hotel in Cleveland to get ready for a celebratory dinner. Devante's longtime mentor, Vincent Sanders, describes the moment before they head out.
He's still Tim and his family taking pictures and all that. I'm at the hotel chilling. And I'm coming downstairs and I get off the elevator and I meet him. He's like, hey, big fella, come ride with me. So just me and him get on the elevator and go up to his room so you change it. On the way up there, he was like, wow. And I was like, what? He's like, dude, I just went 10th pick. I was like, yeah. He's like, 10th pick, bro, in the NFL draft. I was like, yeah. So we just sat there for a minute in the room, like, wow. We just wasn't saying nothing, but just was like, shit. And then you could tell that was it. He was gone.
Once their quiet moment of appreciation ends, Devante goes back to his room. He quickly gets ready for his celebration dinner.
I kept my suit on. I grabbed my charger. We all went to a restaurant. Just my family and things like that. The Clutch family, of course. All us. We kind of celebrated, but I stayed probably 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes, and then I went back to the hotel and went to sleep because it was just like, This not me. I don't like being out. I don't like big gatherings and stuff like that. So I got me something to eat and then I left. It was just like, all right, it's time for me to go. But like my mom, my auntie, like they stayed, they enjoyed it. But like I left.
Devante stayed at his own celebration for only about 10 minutes. Then the very next morning, he and Vincent fly to Philly to meet his new coaches. Here's Vincent.
So he wanted me to fly up there with him. So I fly up there. We get up there. And we go meet all the coaches and all that stuff. His first question is, hey, I'm going to get the iPad tonight to start studying the play. So they're like, oh, you know, you ain't going out? He's like, no, I'm going back to the room. So they, people are in there looking like, yeah, right, whatever. You're going out. You're Devante Smith. You just 10th pick. You're going out tonight.
You can't blame the Eagles staff for being incredulous. The team planned to take Devante to a Philadelphia 76ers game, where he'd ring the ceremonial bell before tip-off as a guest of honor. Then they planned to sit him courtside, right next to Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts. And of course, they assumed he'd go out on the town after that. Here's Devante again.
I mean, get to Philly, meet the coaches and things like that, do some media stuff with them, and then just after that, I mean, I went to a basketball game, ring the bell. I didn't even stay for the game. I just rang the bell and I left. I mean, went to the hotel and got straight in the playbook.
Straight to that room. I'm talking about straight to room. We didn't go to the restaurant. We had room service. When I came, because his room was connected, it was right next to mine. When I walked in his room, he was under the covers with a pencil in hand, the book out, and the iPad going over plays.
He wasn't interested in courtside seats at an NBA game. He didn't care about being the guest of honor there or going to the hottest restaurants or clubs in Philly. He just wanted to get back to football as soon as he possibly could.
The same way you might love cake or Bluebell ice cream, he loves learning plays, and that's what he does.
His mom, Christina, sums it up.
Yeah, he didn't stay the whole game. He left and went back, and he wanted to get into the playbook. But that's him, you know, always trying to be one step ahead.
Devante has proven as much as anyone in recent college football history. No matter how old you are, how tall you are, or how much you weigh, if you're one step ahead, it means you're open. So NFL defenders better get ready. The quiet, humble, 170-pound kid from a small town in Louisiana is coming for them. And they might already be a step or two behind him. Next on Drafted.
I started grooming him at an early age to play quarterback. Everything we did was football in this house. I realized that he had a chance to be somebody.
that's how things are in Texas, right? It is really all about football.
Well, I got death threats, honestly, for multiple years. Freshman year, for sure. Sophomore year, junior year. I mean, like, I've been booed in my own stadium multiple times.
Yeah, he was booed. That's tough as a parent, you know, when you're sitting at a game a little over a quarter into the Auburn game and he got benched. But during the game, getting booed, and as a parent, you know, it's tough.
He's always considering, like, okay, now how am I going to make this better? How am I going to make this better? Really is a lot of pressure.
I said, remember, Jimbo can yell at you, but he'll never be as hard as your dad is.
To me, it's one of the most remarkable things I've been a part of.
Drafted is a production of Treefort Media, Clutch Sports Group, and iHeartRadio. The executive producers are Kelly Garner, Lisa Ammerman, Eric Salat, Eric Weiner, and Sean Tatone. The series is produced and written by Eric Weiner. Garme Mamalu is our coordinating producer. Coral Silverberg is our associate producer. Tom Monahan is our senior audio engineer. The show is mixed, edited, and hosted by me, Stephen Johnson. Additional production help from Tim Schauer and Haley Mandelberg. For transcripts of the show and more information on Drafted, go to treefort.fm. And for more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.